USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration has approved sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight Russian forces. U.S. officials confirm that the American-made planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is completed. Ukraine's been lobbying for F-16s to help fight Russian air superiority. Ukraine officials say they don't expect the planes to be ready until next year. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is looking to delay his federal trial related to the election of 2020 until 2026. Charges against a presidential candidate is unprecedented during an election cycle. Trump's attorneys recommend the trial start in April of 2026. A decision has not been made at this time. The Justice Department insists Governor Greg Abbott of Texas lacks the constitutional authority to define illegal immigration as an invasion. In a new court filing this week, the department said it's up to the federal government to decide whether an invasion is underway. The Justice Department is suing Abbott and the state of Texas for placing a floating barrier in the Rio Grande's Eagle Pass. Federal officials are asking a judge to order the removal of the buoys pending the outcome of the trial, which hasn't started yet. Texas officials claim not one single immigrant has crossed where the barrier is located, and not one person has drowned. Marijuana and hallucinogen use are at record highs, according to a study from the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future panel. More people between 19 and 60 years old are using the substances. The survey is funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It shows that marijuana use has spiked to around 44% of adults under 30, compared to 28% a decade ago. USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Southern California is prepping ahead of a possible weekend storm that is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to the southwest USA.
In Southern California, the city of San Diego activating its emergency operations center ahead of a storm coming this weekend. Hillary, currently a Cat 1 hurricane off the coast of Mexico with winds up to 85 miles an hour, but it's expected to weaken back down into a tropical storm or lower by the time it gets to San Diego.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it or minimize its impact.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
I'm Laura Winters.
A suspect accused of wounding three law enforcement officers in 2 days is in custody after a standoff at a home in Humble, Texas. That's a suburb of Houston. Officials say 34-year-old Teran Green fled from the scene after shooting 29-year-old Harris County Deputy Joseph Anderson during a traffic stop. He surrendered shortly after midnight. All the wounded officers are reportedly in good condition. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.